Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 8:48 rather, with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll take a look at the old HR department. Bill Roy, editor at the Wichita Business Journal, the local business update coming up. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
The Democratic caucuses take place in Nevada tomorrow.
Two.
Another fire at the former Treatco dog food building on North Broadway, bringing smoke and stink to Wichita.
One.
College men's basketball, the Shockers, with a 10-point win over South Florida at Coke Arena last night. The Shockers now 20-6 on the season. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic moving a lot better than it did today than it did yesterday out there. It's always good after a day like that. And the gasoline prices at the low end I'm seeing out there in the Wichita area, 211 21st and Ridge Road. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into the weekend. Mostly sunny today with a high of 45 degrees. Not as cold tonight under a clear sky. Overnight low down to 30. And looking ahead for the weekend, a high tomorrow 55. On a partly cloudy and breezy Saturday. We're looking at a pretty good shot for rain on Sunday. On a windy day, high Sunday 54. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south. It is partly cloudy and 18 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 45. Hey, find the comfort of a hat. Express your personality. Hey, come to Hatman Jack's. Find your own style. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination. That's at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. Tomorrow, we mark a huge anniversary in sports, the 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice, which took place 40 years ago tomorrow. That huge win over the Team USA hockey team over the Soviet Union in the medal round game at Lake Placid. 4-3 was the final score of the U.S. as they were behind going into that third period and scored two goals to beat the Soviets in a game that is still an iconic sports event, maybe one of the most iconic ever that happened in American sports history. You know, prior to that game, ABC requested that it be rescheduled from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. so that they could broadcast it live in primetime hours. But the International Hockey Federation turned down that request because the Soviets complained that it would cause the game to air at 3 in the morning in Moscow instead of midnight. So the Hockey Federation said no. As a result, ABC did not broadcast the game live for the U.S. audience.
Wow.
Most of us saw that game tape delayed.
Wow.
As they broadcast it during prime time, that Olympics coverage. Before the game aired, Jim McKay from ABC openly stated that the game had already been played, that it was already a final score, but ABC promised not to spoil the results. Of course, you couldn't do that today with social media.
Oh, there'd
that
be no way.
Never happened. No.
Yeah.
And they also, in order to accommodate coverage for the men's slalom competition, portions of the game were edited for time. They didn't even show the whole game because of the men's slalom. Oh, man. To this day, some people who watched it that night still thought they saw it live, but they didn't.
Nope.
Ah, that win over the Soviets. 4-3. That was tomorrow. We mark the 40th anniversary of that game, the Miracle on Ice. Al Michaels and that unbelievable call.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Ah, man, still makes me shudder a little bit when I hear that.
It does.
All right, it's 8:52 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, let's go over to the HR department. Let's check in with Bill Roy, editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal with a local business update. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, recognizing Wichita professionals who work mostly behind the scenes but who deserve some time in the spotlight. The Wichita Business Journal and Henkel Law presented Thursday the Human Resource Professionals Awards. The 25 honorees selected for their work inside their companies and in their industry and communities. The WBJ features profiles of all the winners in today's weekly edition. We also feature profiles of the two HR leaders who joined the WBJ's HR Professionals Hall of Fame. They are Jenna Lyson from Martin Pringle Law Firm and Shannon Crissell from the Wichita Public School District. Both have had distinguished careers in human resources and company leadership. And this week's guest on Biz Talk with Bill Roy podcast, Karen Page. She's president and CEO of Kansas Global Trade Services. Karen knows international trade and exporting. She shares her views on tariffs, the trade war with China, new trade deals with China, and the USMCA agreement with Canada and Mexico. The podcast available at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at the aforementioned WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, we talked last hour about the fundraiser, the big soiree.
Oh, that's right.
I think it's a Kansas, it's a Big Brothers Big Sisters deal.
I believe
I'm
that's correct.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
So they have two of the top fives. They also do For Kids' Sake. So
yes.
Yeah. Big Brothers Big Sisters knows how to raise that money.
They sure do.
Hey, we were just talking about the Miracle on Ice 40 years ago tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Do you remember watching that game?
Absolutely. I sure do. I was working on the loading docks at a place called Zarda Dairy. We didn't milk the cows, but we took the raw milk, pasteurized it, packaged it up, and got it out to stores. I was working nights and watched that game before I went in, and all night long we were all yelling, USA,
oh,
USA.
Yeah.
Well, that was so much fun.
That was quite a moment.
Yeah,
when they knocked off the Soviet Union on that memorable night 40 years ago tomorrow. How about
and that wasn't for the gold medal, right?
No, that was just
to get into the gold medal game.
That is correct. Yeah, still had one more game to win, which they did.
Right.
But boy, knocking off the Soviets was the big deal at the height of the Cold War. That was pretty cool. Hey, have a great weekend. Thanks for checking in with us. And, oh, by the way, happy birthday yesterday. And
Thank you very much. Had a great time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, hope your birthday weekend yields some great results. And if it is a truly great birthday weekend, you probably won't be able to check in with us on Monday. You'll still be having too much fun.
I'll let you know Sunday night.
All right. Thanks for the heads up. All right. That is editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. The Glenn Beck program will be coming up at 9 o'clock. Of course, you've got special guest on Fridays, Bill O'Reilly, with the news of the week. That's always a great segment. Thanks for listening here on this Friday morning. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great weekend.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.